Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. And one of those things is perhaps the most famous form of urban wildlife of all, foxes. It's estimated that there are more than 30,000 foxes living in towns and cities across the UK, with London alone having an average of 16 urban foxes per square mile. Count those. So join us in this experiment. For Tall Story number 30, here's Monocle's contributing editor Andrew Muller, dressed as a fox.
When you see me, you're either not quite sure you saw me, or you don't quite believe you did. I'm rarely in full view, usually just sauntering out of your eyeline in search of the next shadow. Which means that when you do get a proper eyeful, if I'm napping on the roof of your shed in the middle of the afternoon, or clowning about on your backyard trampoline, or doing any of those other irresistibly adorable things that makes me wish that YouTube paid royalties, you're reminded even more abruptly of what an odd and otherworldly creature I am. You'd think I was doing it on purpose. And you'd be right, because I am. There's a reason why I've become a corporeal synonym for cunning, and it's even more cunning than you probably appreciate. I moved to the city from the country for all the reasons you might imagine. Greater opportunities for nourishment and advancement, slightly less chance of having my repose disturbed by scarlet-jacketed sherry-slurping nitwits bugling and braying and falling off their daft galumphing horses. But being a wild animal in a big city isn't easy. You're apt to get taken for vermin, even if you don't tip anyone's bin over for a lark. You need a thing, a shtick, a trademark that endears. A squirrel without a fluffy tail is really just a rat. That's why we urban-dwelling vulpes vulpes, if one may deploy the Latin, have cultivated so assiduously the image of the insouciant crepuscular flaneur. I know it's not enough to be aloof, knowing, a half-step ahead, though I am, of course, all of those. I know that I have to look the part as well. If I was a person, you'd probably call me a hipster, and as hipsters do, I'd object to that, or indeed any categorisation, while silently conceding that you're not all that wrong, though I probably listen to a lot less Belgian jazz than any human self-conscious sophisticate. I'm very keen on locally sourced food, inasmuch as I eat mostly what the neighbours throw away. But my flame-coloured coat is as their silly moustaches and overthought haircuts. The sort of disguise that only flamboyance can provide. You know I'm there, sort of, but you don't know quite what I'm up to, and that's just how I like it. So I'm handsome, but in an entirely unapproachable way. I reserve the right to peer impertinently through your windows late at night if it amuses me to do so, and it does, especially when you're sitting inside watching electronic images of the natural world just outside your damn door. But you're permitted to admire me only from a distance. I have no interest in the cosy familiarity prized by my less dignified and self-sufficient canine cousins. I do not regard the hearth as any sort of trade for the leash. And so you think I'm spooky and strange, and you imbue me with various contradictory qualities. You believe me dangerous yet ethereal, feral yet cute, unkempt yet noble. And fair enough too, I suppose, though you, my fellow human citizens, seem pretty weird to me as well, sat under false lights on commuter trains, travelling between offices that shut out the elements, barely noticing the passing seasons. I won't see that many of them, as it goes. My kind rarely survive longer than a couple of years. But why measure life with a clock? So when you catch a glimpse of me, my eyes twinkling in taxi headlights, my tail disappearing beneath a fence, you're reminded, whether you like it or not, that there's another way. That's why I thrill you, and why I make you nervous.
You've been listening to a very eccentric Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Andrew Muller for getting his bushy tail out for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. It's all about city animals this week. You see the theme. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.